Faith, Hope, and Love Week 2012. It's the middle of the week now, Thursday, July 26. There are about 30 projects that we have going on for the entire week, and it's hard to keep track of all of them. I have the privilege to visit two or three, even four sites during the week, because I'd like to help out as well instead of just visiting and just taking pictures or interviewing people. So I thought of following this project, which is There Is Hope Project. And this is the refurbishing of the entire property, the trailer home, the garage, and the 1 acre land of a family in need. One day we had several people who cleared the front entrance of the property. There are overgrown bushes, small trees that's growing on the wire fence, and those were cleared. Tuesday, I received a call from one of our partnering ministry, Storehouse Ministries, and they're launching their ministry during FHL week. She said that she has a garage door that very, very nice, that can be used. Meanwhile, we needed to install garage door for the There's Hope project. However, we were just going to use the old garage door to make sure that we save time and resources. However, today, Thursday, a couple of our carpenters there found out that the garage door is not usable. So now I am on the way to Greenwood to pick up the garage door that was offered to us. Going back on Monday, we had one of the employees of Mr. Quick, a plumbing, heating, electrical, cooling company. I asked them if they would be able to install a ceiling fan for the ceiling fan that will be donated. So they came over and found out that the trailer needs three ceiling fans. After 1 hour, he came back with three brand new ceiling fans and installed them as well. On Tuesday, I invited one of our partners, Global Constructors. He's in the excavating business, and I told him that you know, there are plenty of work to do. I don't know if we can use his equipment. However, as he surveyed the 1 acre land, which is full of shrubs and limbs and branches, he said that he can bring his backhoe and also his bobcat, and he can clear the area within 2 hours, which, as I estimated, it will take at least 2 days for 10 people to clear the area. So Wednesday, I went there, and then sure enough, Kent, the person who has the bobcat and backhoe, cleared the area. Donna, one of our volunteers, secured an 8 by 22 footer dumpster early last week to take care of the garbage and the things that's not needed. However, it was getting full. She came over today and found out that it's already full. So she called her friend who has a company that can provide an even larger dumpster, and now there's another large dumpster at the project site. I am amazed as I follow this project with all the plans that I could have done. Nothing could be better than the plan that the Lord has for this project. It seems like every minute or every hour of the day is orchestrated by Him, and He's providing everything. Somebody said that you build the bridge as you walk on it, meaning that you just have to be in faith and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit instead of your plan. We plan out of kingdom principles, however, we are led by the Spirit. More to come. God bless you.